Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Alain Waché. I was born in near Paris, Boulogne-sur-Seine, I'm back living there, and I also lived overseas in different locations in France. Why I landed in psychiatry? Simply because I had a lung deficiency that I still have since childhood, called bronchiectasis. Incidentally, it's not that much known, even among professionals. Anyway, that discomfort made me to complain to my parents as a teenager back in 1946. Certainly on the advice of the pneumology doctor, my mother lured me and took me to the main public psychiatric institution in Paris called Saint-Anne. I was locked up and put on straitjacket in a bed for 1 week. My godmother, who was a Red Cross office employee, saved me. She knew about what's going on about the walls. She asked me to transfer me to a private clinic. Fortunately, the two psychiatrists who were in the private clinic were conscientious, and they found that I had nothing to do with their field, and after another week, I was free. In the 50s, I tried to live in the island, thinking about a warm climate would be better for my lungs condition. It was not the case. Sweating is not a good thing for my condition. In summer of 1959, I went to live in New York City. I took a job there. End of October of that year, I got a very bad cold against bronchiectasis, bleeding, and coughing, and so on. My girlfriend took me to the emergency door at the New York hospital. They told me, you must stay in for a bad pneumonia. After 1 week, I had no more fever and coughing, but I had still some blood for my lungs and some on my spitting and some chest pain. In the middle of the night, they asked me if I wanted to leave. I said no, since I don't need, as long as you don't need the room for an emergency worse than mine. And early in the morning, I was told, since you refused to leave last night, during the night, you are going to leave now. And the force was on. I did not know where they're taking me. I woke up on a straight jacket on a bed in a ward's alley. This nightmare lasted about 1 week. Then I was told I was in a psychiatric hospital called Bellevue. Wow. I stayed there 2 months until October 22nd, still 1959. They contacted the French consulate, a type of protection for the host country, I was told that the only way to leave was to pay a trip back to France, also for a physician and a nurse. I accepted, since I had the money, and I did not see another way to exit from that nightmare. after 2 months, I did not see any other alternative. Landing in France, I thought my freedom was on, but it was not the case. Another nightmare was waiting for me. Ambulance at the airport. When my brother was there, he called his wife, who was a physician in another hospital, a regular physician, a children physician. She said, let do the state do what they want to do. I was again locked up for 5 months back in Saint Anne until May 1960. Again, forced medication and plus electroshocks against, by force. They put you to sleep by force and they shock you. Asking physician there, what's wrong? What you say is wrong. I told you the story, but what for them it was wrong. So through shocks and medication, what I'm telling you, what happened, so on. Asking nurses the same question, they said, well, you have nothing, that's their decision. I finally got out of those ignominious institutions for 7 months. I can tell you, it would have been much better to be in jail. Conclusion. Psychiatry has to be abolished for their privileges. It's a devastation. Our government and low people continue to give all type of credit to this barbarity. Don't they see people falling to death under their despicable practices? And we don't talk about stigmatas. There are too many. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much. Questions? Are there questions? Are there questions from the audience?
I have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, Paulo.
Paulo Coelho, had you been committed to a hospital after this first experience or not?
I went back in 1960, after this story, I worked in France, resuming, I left free. Donc, in 1959, I was free from Saint Anne, Paris. I went back to France to work. I went to work for France. And in October, I went to prove, and to fight psychiatry. So I wanted to find out what happened to New York. So I worked in France in the summer of 1960 in France. I went back in October to New York. I went back to the same employer as a maintenance man in the Benjamin Franklin Hotel, 77th Street on Broadway. And the same boss gave me the same position. I went to the Legal Society to find my record. It did not work. The Legal Society at that time in New York City was in the village. I went to lost money in lawyers in one West Side lawyer in 5101 Broadway. It did not work. I went to a Lexington lawyer with a desk long like your desk. Did not work either. And since 1960, that's all. I was free, and I resumed
normal life, work. Now I am retired. Since I am retiring, I have plenty of time to fight psychiatry, and that's what I am attending to do, plan to do to the rest of my life, to fight abuses of psychiatry. That's all. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Any other question? Yeah. I will be
What back. Happened to you the last 30 years since 1960? What kind of negative effects did you experience because of your treatment by psychiatry?
My question.
I'm asking you what you told us a story for 59 and 1960. That's correct?
Yeah, the main story is in 1959.
Yeah. And what happened since that time to you because of this treatment? What happened to you because of this treatment since that time? We are living now in 2001.
Well, I made that complaint several times before, but I never, you know. First at all, usually, my friends can tell you, I never told, except if they ask me specific question. I never embarrass people about my own story, because, you know, people like, usually, they do it a lot. I'm always concerned about collegial demonstration, collegial work, because I don't think we are going to work that much to advance that much by personal history. We have to make friends, collective action, collegial action. That's all. Why I don't.
Forgive me.
You know, I have no chance.
I believe the question, if you don't mind, Professor.
Could I clarify?
Oh,
hopefully, it's between the time of your incarceration and the present. You have sought remedy in law. You went to lawyers.
Yes, I went to lawyers.
But there was no remedy in law.
There was no results from the three lawyers I saw, including from Legal Society in New York. No results. In France either. That's three lawyers in New York and also in France. Now lawyers start to be interested to go to that field. Years ago, lawyers neglected completely that field.
Right. I think that's very true, that there's a great accusation to make against law in the way it has failed to defend our human rights from psychiatry. And if it becomes interested now, it's very late. And I think what you were saying, if I could clarify, is that law having failed, political organization and agitation are the way to change things. To make an organized collegial struggle, as you said, is more. We cannot depend upon the law to save us. We have to make our own protest.
That's what I'm doing all the time. Whenever it's going to be finished here, I'm going to join the Scientology people. They have a big meeting tomorrow. I'm going to join them to force to keep the fighting on. Whoever, I don't care, whoever fight psychiatry abuses, but I feel to, you know, whenever they fight them, I'll join them. And I think people will do it.
Ms. Peter?
Good. Ich habe eine Frage dazu. Normalerweise kommt doch oder wie.
I have a question. Why is it that someone who has psychiatry can go to someone who has pneumonia could end up in a psychiatric unit? Why? I don't understand that.
Have been treated by psychiatry. What for? What reason did you come into the psychiatry in 59? What reason?
The reason they took me to psychiatry, I told you I went to New York Hospital for a very bad call. My broken ectasis condition, splitting blood, coughing, fever, and everything. It's impressive when you see people splitting blood. My boyfriend took me there, and I stayed there. I was not quite, completely repaired after 1 week. And in the morning, they took me by force. But even my brother, who let me the things go in Paris, he agreed. The way he saw the doctor who took me to Paris and the nurse, he agreed there was something wrong about that. He said to them, you take him for a guinea pig, something, but that's all. They let things go. No, all the problems come from my lungs conditions. Twice from my lung condition, I landed. That's why
I landed. They wanted the bed. He appeared not to cooperate. Yeah. You can get called crazy and that fast in a hospital. If you do not agree to treatment, you can be called crazy instantly. And if they want your bed, we didn't have such bad health service in 59, but they'll certainly kick you out now.
To the question?
Yeah, Ron Leifer here. The psychiatry polices the hospital. So if a patient gives trouble to the staff calls the psychiatrist, and the person is whisked away to the psychiatric ward. This happens in almost every medical hospital.
This is a medical specialty called liaison psychiatry.
Right.
This is a specialty within psychiatry.
And may I add, then that's not only for me, but where you're in a psychiatry, they forget about your main pathology. You don't have to mention, even the dentist, the site. Your main pathology, my main pathology is lung, but they're completely forget. And I see, I'm still on, but this morning, this week in Paris, we had a guy who had his main pathology, it was bronchitis, diabetes. And he had one step in our association. One leg in our association and another leg in psychiatry. He was a customer, a psychiatry user against, he had two faces, as like many people. But he died this week. Why? We just buried him. Because quite often the case, psychiatrists never said I never heard a psychiatrist say, you're not for me, go to the diabetes doctor, go to the lung doctor. This guy had a very bad diabetes condition. Plus neuroleptic, then the morning you fall down on an armchair and that was it. That's a strongest armchair psychiatry does, to keep the customers and neglect the rest. And usually, the main trouble is the rest, whatever the sickness is or the attitude.
Well, this witness is making a very good point. There is an American saying, mainly among doctors, that the worst place to get sick is in a mental hospital.
Yeah, really, or jail.
Bravo.
I have part in a statement, part of a question. I myself, I have been committed to a mental hospital 3 times in 1965, 67, and 68, against my will, of course. It was part of my life. And you are talking about something that happened in 1959 and 1960. I was just wondering, why do you still have this as a major fact in your life? after nearly 40 years of this experience. I mean, did you feel outcast by society? Did you feel that you were stigmatized by society? Did you feel that you didn't forgive and you didn't forget? You understood my question.
Well, I felt as soon as I was free, I have to resume to work and to prove by my work that I really had nothing with my mind. You know, nothing was wrong about with my mind. I worked. I was told when I worked until I was 62, and I dropped working because I got tinnitus. In 1960, and you know, tinnitus, I still have tinnitus since 10 years, and tinnitus is boring whenever you have to concentrate on an occupation. So since 1962, I work a little bit in part-time. Actually, when I was 65, I had a firm from New York City wrote to me, and he said, we notice you're 65, even if you're a retired man, you're very glad to are you again. I was glad. And and when I left in 62 in France, my employer, I left, you know, they did not fire me. Of course, the other guys, you know, when you're 62, the other guys in the firm, they feel, you know, but the employer, no. The employer said, you know, you can stay the time. We welcome you to stay. And since 10 years, I'm concentrated to this duty. I think that's this duty is to fight psychiatry abuses and to free people who fall down. And to try to convince people to take care of their find out themselves whatever they have, arthritis, whatever their main problem, to have an healthy life, but to forget about that easy going things, particularly in France, you know, they have plenty of customers, we have in France the record of absorption of medication. The psychiatrists are better paid, and the state pay whatever is handicapped because he does not sleep too well, so he's handicapped, he gets a check, he gets a protected job. And people fall down. It's a garbage basket, psychiatry. You have all types of things, for all types of reasons, people fall down into it. And we have to resist, and we have to fight this. Whenever we can, wherever we can, with whoever we can meet.
Excuse me.
Ready to travel to help.
If I may, Kate, just for 1 second, clarify what I think the witness is saying. Two members of the jury have asked you, what is it that still troubles you in your own case? I hear you saying, it isn't your case that troubles you. It is psychiatry that you have decided to make a cause of because you have seen it firsthand and you know that people are needed to resist it. Is that correct?
I managed to do for myself, you know, I managed to do it whatever I am now. I always managed to do it, to try to do it the best of the situation. But what I have against the psychiatry, the main things, you know, my lung conditions, since I have been, if I have been told when I was a teenager or many times since that time, According to your lung condition, you have to have a specific way of life. And this is has been, you know, completely, it was a complete shadow for psychiatry. So that's why the main complaint about that. But what can I say more? I think we should get indemnization from the state, from psychiatry. Has been in psychiatry and they did not do anything wrong with themselves or against society or anything. And I lost seven months of my life. States should give us indemnization, and states should abolish their privileges.
Thank you, Esther.
Religion, at least we should be very glad that when religions are not belong to them, but at least we should be very glad that at least one religion fight them. I think all religions should fight psychiatry.
Esther Hertzer.
Well, I want to relate to your public struggle. And do you really call for abolishing psychiatry?
Abolish the privileges.
Not psychiatry.
Well, if you want to, if you want to go to ask advice to a horoscope maker or a cards teller, that's up to you. You know, some people love to do that. No more than that. No more credit than that.
Okay.
The card teller. Cards readers, that's all. That's all what they are. That's all the credit I give to them.
Well, the other question is, who are your partners in your struggle? I understand that you are not alone. So who are your partners in this struggle?
I'm not alone to make
In this struggle, you have some partners, colleagues.
I have a couple of partners in our struggle.
Is it on a personal?
I have a small association in Paris called Stop Abuses. We're on the web, the Stop Abuse Cyber Cable FR, or my name, Alain Washer, Hotmail. Or on critical stop abuse, on critical psychiatry, on we part of SCI. You know, I'm on SCI, just as René Talbot is on SCI also, as many other groups. And we try to do whatever we can. If you have suggestions, we try to.
Dr. Leifert.
To push them out of their power.
Ron Leifert here. I think Paola asked a very good question, this question of why people who have had these horrific psychiatric experiences so many years, even decades previous, still remain concerned and focused on it. I think it's very much, in my observation, it's very much like women who have been raped. It's very much like people who have been abused in childhood, physically, emotionally, or sexually. You don't forget this kind of a thing. It remains a scar in your mind, in your own narrative, in your history, and in your sense of self. And there's a desire to correct it out of one's own pride and dignity. It hasn't yet been recognized in the United States. We recognize sexual abuse and physical abuse and emotional abuse. It's time now that we recognize that there is such a phenomena as psychiatric abuse, and it has a similar kind of an effect on people as rape.
Several members of the jury. Paolo first, please, and then Kate, and then...
In fact, I have to answer Ron. I do believe that there is abuse, but I also don't believe that we have always to be in a position of victims. I'm not telling that he is, but I cannot blame my parents for the rest of my life because I had some problems when I was young. I think that, as Professor Sachs said, life is a struggle that you die at the end. So we have to keep on fighting. The only thing that is not very clear to me is that, for example, I'm not very familiar with Scientology. But I know that they are against homosexual. I'm not sure about that, but they are against homosexuality, that it is also a right that people have to choose their sexual behavior. So, in this case, you are able to do anything, as you said now, anything to fight against psychiatry, even if by fighting against psychiatry, you are supporting other types of oppression. For example, Scientology.
He did mention
that tomorrow he's going to join a rally of Scientology. Did you mention that?
No,
I didn't. I mentioned what?
Where are you going tomorrow?
Tomorrow I join the CCHR people. They have a big meeting near the. They have a big meeting there, and the president of CCHR in France asked me to join them.
What is CCHR?
You know what CCHR?
No, no.
Well, explain
the
to the audience.
The Commission for Human Rights, the Scientology branch against psychiatry. So, and I think we should be very glad that at least one religion fights psychiatry. All religions should fight psychiatry because they are afraid. They are afraid of all religions.
So,
since a couple of centuries, the religion dropped, the mind's troubled.
So, my question is pertinent in this case. Are you joining a movement that may be against something like homosexuality, that it is also right? That people have just to fight psychiatrists.
It's on the list of.
You understand my question?
I'm ready to join any group who fight psychiatry abuses.
Even if this group is against other values, other important values of human life.
Well, when I go to the bakery store, I don't care about if the bakery man is against my political views. I just buy bread. That's all. Did I answer your question?
You did in a very ironic way and dangerous way, in my opinion. Because
you think it's dangerous?
Oh yes.
Dr. Butts.
Just to reiterate an earlier point you made, did I understand you to say, and not just facetiously, did I understand you to say you do believe in free trade in psychiatry, that is, voluntary psychiatry, you would not support any effort to eliminate?
The states should not finance them. In France, it's over 40 billions of francs of expenses. It costs, it's a huge loss. They get better pay as medical psychiatry, as medical specialty in France, they get better pay than any other medical specialization.
If I could ask you just simply, you do not oppose voluntary psychiatry, do you? Do you oppose voluntary psychiatry?
Voluntary psychiatry?
Yes, a person deciding that he or she wishes to get psychiatric help.
Yeah, but the state should not pay for that.
Right, but you support a person's right on his
own. Oh, you know, if you want to see the card reader, that's up to you. And you want to buy a lottery ticket, that's up to you. Play the horses, up to you.
Okay.
Yeah. But the state has nothing to don't have to lose the taxpayer money to kill people.
We have a question
to damage you. People, at least damage.
Please.
Hello. I'm afraid the microphone is not working. So, microphone is now working. The microphone is now working, okay? I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. We are known as Mormons, but the founder of the Church of Scientology, Ron Hubbard, is dead. He had poor experience of psychiatry and set up an association in the United States, a human rights committee against violations in the realm of psychiatry. And a large number of members of this committee who are not Scientologists. And this is a good struggle that they are waging. And they are known throughout the whole world. And I'm also a member of this commission. Because if you struggle on your own, you will get washed aside. If you're fighting for your rights, for yourself and for other people. But this organization is so well known in the United States. And I've already addressed people on two occasions in the United States in the past. And this is a good struggle that's being waged. And I'm prepared to join in that. I wanted to point out that at this juncture, I've not been molested or pestered in any way by the Scientologists.
You have a comment? No. Yes.
I'm slightly confused about what I heard from the lady, because I've also heard that Scientology, in particular, puts people under pressure by psychiatric means.
Have to break pretty quickly for lunch. I just urge, I will get to you in a moment, I just urge that we not be diverted excessively by discussing something other than psychiatry. Yeah. Alan Harrell.
Yeah, actually I want to repeat this, that the issue of Scientology is not here on the table, and it's quite important not to confuse the two. There are people here who may support Scientology, and there are people here who don't know anything about Scientology, like myself. And there are people here who oppose Scientology, and I think we shouldn't get into it.
We are on a very tight schedule, and if you'll... I'm sorry, Kate?
Oh, I just wanted to say one thing, and that is I congratulate your sense of this, of continuing the struggle, and also that you operate from a sense of justice and logic and reason.
We justice,
logic...
Logic
and reason.
And reason.
And we often forget to realize how unreasonable psychiatry is, how against the principles of reason it is, how irrational it is, and it pretends to be learning knowledge of science. But I found your approach to it very French, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Very quick.
Very quickly,
brother. I'd like to volunteer myself if there is time to go to the witness stand later on as a former person who has been abused by a psychiatry and then...
Certainly.
Okay, thank you.
For a variety of reasons, we are on a tight schedule. We will break. It is now 4 minutes after one. We will reconvene promptly at 2. I thank all of the witnesses and apologize to the several people who wanted to speak just now. We'll get to you this afternoon. Thank you. We are adjourned.